Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. As climate changes and temperatures rise, we are now fully aware of the melting glaciers and the substantial freshwater entering the ocean in record volume. A consequence is the release of minerals, carbon, organic material, gases, microbes, and bacteria, once frozen in an icy stasis, now released with inevitable change and impact for coastal and offshore ecosystems, with unknown implication for what is already an ocean under siege. The ocean is a 70% of the Earth's surface laboratory that contains, beyond marine animals and plants, a wealth of biochemical value. Every time we poison that water or those species, we set in motion a process that we did not foresee, do not fully understand, a progress for which we are not prepared. Each element, majestically large or microscopically small, represents an opening toward decline or an opportunity toward a discovery to be made with enormous implication for future human health. The ocean is our essential pharmacopoeia. We already know some of this value from familiar projects derived from marine life and applied as pharmaceuticals, antibiotics, vitamins, enzymes, peptides, food supplements, antifreeze, biofuels, painkillers, and cancer treatments. Much of this may seem invisible, but it is not, and prospect of its value is driving ocean research and discovery as never before. The World Register of Marine Species currently identifies some 240,000 known entities, each containing a compendium of knowledge and information of immense value to humankind. Thus, the bioprospecting rush is on. The technology required to descend and collect through the water column to the ocean floor is the same, whether hunting for oil and gas, rare metals, or wonder drugs. The terrestrial genome has been explored and exhausted. Exploration of the marine genome is quietly similar to a panic rush for riches. Conflicts of interest abound. The search for new oil and gas deposits may conflict with the search for lithium or cobalt for batteries. The search for rare metals may destroy hydrothermal vents on the seafloor, those habitats for sea creatures, chemicals, and unknown processes and interactions that, if synthesized, can, indeed will, revolutionize medicine, treat diseases not yet known, and extend the quality of life for all. To date, thousands of patent applications have already been filed to capture the proprietary value of marine resources. Each patent granted is an assignment of common value to an exclusive agent for development for profit. Who approves these things? On what basis? If one application destroys the potential for another, what criteria must be applied to protect the future from the present? What can be done to protect this vast, unexplored global biodiversity from corporate condemnation and privatization? There is emerging awareness. The deep-sea mining interests have been moving quietly to capture these invisible resources, to seek permits and approvals, and to distract from the arguments that this activity is urgent and necessary, regardless of other consequence. The issue, however, has risen to the level of international agency and government concern. The recent Conference of Parties for the Convention of Biological Diversity has called for protections. The International Marine Protected Areas Congress argued for greater public awareness and civil society action. The French National Assembly has voted for a deep-sea mining moratorium. Belgium and Sweden have initiated policy reviews under the context of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And more, almost daily, these questions are being asked. What is at stake here is public understanding of the full threat of these actions. It is more than remote profit-taking for narrow energy demand easily met elsewhere by alternative technology. Are we prepared to approve and permit this further attack on the ocean commons and its essential value as a place for healing and health? Or, if we are not, then will we unite to sustain the ocean pharmacopoeia under the flag of rescue? R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.